Blog Talk Radio.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building them castles in the sky.
Welcome, 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 welcome again. Tuned in to the Between the Sexes Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Charles Billups, along with my beautiful wife,
Renee Billups.
Yes, 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 and we are back again on this beautiful Monday. It's been a while since we've been with you, and we're glad to be back in the cockpit again one more time to talk about, you know, the different issues, the different things in relationships and different topics, you know. So it's good to be here. I hope everything has been well with you guys. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. And so we're back here to get it started all over again. We have a real nice topic to discuss today because it's something that we all go through, you know, and that's dealing with disagreements and arguments in the relationship. Yeah, disagreements and arguments. You know, how do we handle disagreements and arguments? You know what? As long as there's two people in a relationship, one thing is for sure. There's bound to be times of disagreement and even arguments. So, you know, I mean, you know, if you're the average human being, you know, you don't really like getting into a lot of disagreements and arguments, especially with your spouse or significant other. That you love, that you're in a relationship with, in an intimate relationship, romantic relationship with. You don't want to, you know, be in a constant battle and a struggle back and forth, arguing, disagreement, and stuff like that. It puts a dark cloud over the relationship. It's just, it makes people feel uncomfortable, you know, not at rest. It's just, it's a lot of turmoil, a lot of turbulence, and that's just not, you know, what we call conducive to happy living, right? So the reason why people are together is because they want to be happy together. And so, you know, arguments and disagreements can be a major problem in a relationship, especially if it happens on a regular basis. Now, once again, like I said before, you're bound to have them. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. Those things happen. But how do we deal with those times? How do we deal with those moments when we find ourselves in total disagreement, and when there is an argument taking place, voices are raised, tempers are raised, you know, and people are just, the two people in a relationship are extremely upset. You know, how do you get over it? How do you get past it? You know, how do you heal from it and go on? So, I mean, I believe this is a really good topic. And so what we want to do is want to give this number to call in if you have a question or even a comment concerning the topic that we've raised today. The number here to contact the studio is area code 646-668-2173. That's 646-668-2173. Oh, and you also can email us at betweenthesexes@yahoo.com. That's Between the Sexes at yahoo.com. Also, we have the chat room open. For those of you that are online and you're seeing the Blog Talk Radio symbol here online and you're linked into our show, the chat room is now open. You can feel free to type and chat whatever you like concerning this topic. But, very, very, relevant topic today. How do we deal with being in disagreements and arguments with our significant other? I don't know. I mean, it's a lot to talk about right here. What do you think, Faye? I mean, what is your take on this topic today?
Well, I'm mad at you.
Really? Oh, what happened?
I'm messing.
Oh, okay. Woo! I was going to say, man, I just got home from work. I mean, what did I do? I've been here for about a good hour and some change. I don't know.
Well, I mean, like you said, we all fight. I guess fight is the wrong word. We all get into disagreements and arguments and different things, but the issue really is, I guess, it's the inevitable in every relationship because we're two different individuals who brought our two different sets of ways and our habits and our past and our upbringings and our what our mama taught us and what our daddy taught us and what our auntie said and what our uncle said. And
all right, now I'm mad at you.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. How can I be mad at that? I'm just kidding. I'm not mad at you. Go ahead.
But, I mean, we've all, we've come with all of our baggage, for lack of a better way of terming it, but it's what do we do with our baggage? Is there the things that couples fight about the most? We got our little dog decided to come pay us a visit. He wanted to know what was going on in here. Here's the thing. I would think we can start by tackling some of the things people fight about, argue about. I'm the type of person like to break it down.
Break it down.
So I guess we can start with tackling some of the things that people fight about the most. What do you think of the number one thing that people fight about?
Oh, I bet you it's money. For the love of money.
Well, you know what? But see, I don't think it's necessarily so much for the love of money, but it's just, I hate to keep bringing it to the times that we're in, but it just is the times that we're in.
Okay.
So, money is a big trigger, but it isn't so much of it's the financial struggles that lead us to be stressful. You know, like if you have a significant other who loves to rather pay the bill, pay the bills a certain way. One for the bill collector, two for me type of thing. that can lead to some disagreements. I'm one of those ones that's always pulling stuff up, so let me share what I found out.
Okay, what did you find out?
You didn't know.
About who? Me and you?
Nah, about all of us. Everybody.
Oh, okay. Did they say it again?
Yeah, they said it.
Okay. Oh, once again, I'm going to put this disclaimer out. If anyone can find out who they is, or who they are, that's more proper English, please let us know. Please call us at 646-668-2173. All right, go ahead.
Well, you know what? Sometimes they aren't so wrong. They can come up with some valid points.
Oh, you agree with them?
Yeah, I do. On something.
All right, well, what did they say?
Oh, they said the number one reason for arguments within a couple is the need for attention.
Number one.
Uh-huh. They said it's the need for attention.
Really?
What do you think about that?
Yeah. I mean,
do you agree with that?
I mean, for to be the number one, I mean, I guess it would depend on if you feel like you're getting attention or not.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know, if someone's getting a lot of attention, they may say, well, that's not really the problem, because a lot of times they ascribe it to themselves. Oh. But I can see where, I can see where that could be a major issue, because the reason why you're in a relationship is there should be some sharing of attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, and so what? Well, I guess I can see that happening, especially, here we go again, in today's society.
In today's
blame
society.
It on the society. We didn't do nothing wrong. It's all society.
People have been working so hard. They want to. No, go ahead. No, but really, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, well, we get so caught up with the day, you know, the ins and outs of the day. We get so caught up in making things, making the dream and the vision come true of the household, that we can neglect each other. We can neglect spending time with each other, neglect spending time with the children, forget about family events, you know, miss opportunities to spend time with the family. And then there comes the disagreement. Well, you said you was going to be here at so-and-so, but you weren't here, or you forgot about so-and-so, but you weren't there, and then it can lead into the significant other who maybe did genuinely forget, genuinely missed the mark, but they were also doing something important. So then it comes to the, well, you know I was doing so-and-so, and I wasn't just lallygagging and so-and-so, and then we have a argument.
Well, you know what? I blame the whole thing on television.
You do? Why? Tell me your theory.
Because that's where the Joneses live.
The Joneses?
Yeah, the original Joneses.
Yeah, we keep on trying to...
No, I'm saying, like, you know, we live in a... Well, here we go again. We live in a society. We live in a time where, you know, everybody on TV has a really nice house, a really nice car, you know, really nice furnishings and decor. And that's like the norm. That's like average. You know what I'm trying to say? I mean, so it's kind of like, if you don't have, you know, if your living condition don't necessarily match what you see on the average television show, then, you know, they put it in your mind subconsciously that you're living substandard. You know what I mean? And so then the word poverty, it keeps getting redefined. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So like now poverty is like, if you don't have, you know, if your television isn't 3D or 4K, you know what I'm saying? What's wrong? You can't afford one? Oh, you must be in poverty. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just the way this society is built. It's like the mark is so high that, you know, what was considered living good 20 years ago today is very mediocre. And so with jobs out there that's not really paying a whole lot, you got people that's working 2 and 3 jobs and doing little side hustles on the side to make money to be able to, you know, live a certain way and to pay the bills that they've already, you know, have acquired by credit. You know what I'm saying? So now they got all this credit out here, and they, you know, they've become slaves to credit. And so now, you know, when it comes to attention, it's like, well, you know, that becomes lacking because everybody's chasing that dollar again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why I blame it all on TV.
But then also, another part of that is, as I was saying, was bringing in that single, you know, your separate mentality, your single mentality. We kind of talked about this before on another show, but, you know, maybe it's making time for your significant other in between making time for yourself. Because once again, we get so caught up with chasing the quote-unquote almighty dollar, but then maybe, you know, before it was just chasing the dollar and then doing you. Now you're chasing the dollar, you're trying to do, but you got someone else in your life, so you got to learn to blend, you know. But I think in all things, and we keep saying this over and over again, oh, my dog. pay him no attention. But in all things, as we keep saying, communication is the key. So, you know, we got to learn to disagree, but disagree peaceably and disagree in love, you know.
So do you think that one good technique when there's a disagreement would be to go to a very, very public place, like a public restaurant, and sit at a table?
I think that would depend on the people, the person.
I've heard that somewhere before. I don't know how true it is.
I don't know if I agree with that with every individual, because some people can be angry and upset and still maintain their composure and be able to. I think I'm good at that.
You're good at that.
I'm able to maintain my composure.
But I'm saying this like I know it, right?
I guess it. I am. I'm able to maintain my composure, and I can become snappy in the mouth, but do it with a smile. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but
Charles, you're really ticking me off right now. Yes, you are. No, that's not funny. I don't think it's funny. Hi, how you doing? All right, ma'am. All right, sure. Yes, we'll take some more water over here. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, Charles, you know, really, I don't like the way you're doing this. You know, this is really, you know, so yeah, that's her.
But there are others who can't. There are others who, you know, you say something to them and they blow up and they got to yell and they got to, whatever it may be.
And that's me.
And so, you know, it depends. It depends on the couple. I mean, you know, if you're going to be the type of person that's going to turn over the table and I don't know, snatch the waitress by her hair and say, "You see this? You hear that?" No, he didn't do that. I'm just being extreme.
Yeah, no, I haven't done that.
Before anybody say, "Oh, Charles is turning over tables and pulling you by the hair." No, that's
not
what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, I think that would depend on the person, because that may not be good for everybody.
That may not be good for everybody. Good point. But
yeah.
If it works for you, if you're in a relationship and it works for the two of you, like if you guys like know that you guys don't like to get too loud in public and stuff, maybe that will, you know, you just pretty well have to customize it to who you are in your relationship.
But I say, you know, just be open and honest with each other. You know, remember and bring back to each other's memory or recollection why you got together, why you love each other, and, you know, build from there. Express how important time is with each other and work from there. I say the number one thing is this, in my opinion, my number one thing is this. I believe that, and I'm growing in this because I didn't always feel this way, but I'm growing in this. I believe that it is, what is important to do is for everyone to own their own part in the argument. I believe.
Ooh, elaborate.
I believe that I don't care if Charles is let's say I'm 90% wrong in the conversation. 95% wrong in the conversation or whatever.
Ooh, hold on, let's take a moment for that. Oh man, I know that took a little, that took a lot out of you to do that. If you're 95%. Ow! Oh, okay, I'm getting Skype. Next time we broadcast, I'm broadcasting on Skype so y'all can see what she's doing to me. I'm just telling the truth, and that's all I did. That's all I did was tell the truth, and now I'm being abused for it.
You're being abused.
How can we give out advice if we're the ones in need of help? Oh.
Silly. Either way. you know, I don't care what your percentage is in the argument. I don't care if it was the significant other that came at you wrong or whatever it is. I believe a lot of arguments can be dampened or softened or whatever you want to do if we would all just accept our own fault in it. Don't point out what your significant other did. What they, you know, yeah, they might have came at you wrong, but in them coming at you wrong, you responded wrong. So accept your own fault in the situation. And I believe a lot of times if we would hold on to our own blame instead of pinpointing what our significant other does, a lot of times they will probably, I believe, on their own recognize their own fault and then address it. But if you become into this tit for tat, well, you said this, well, you said that, well, this, this, and you start, everybody's in a corner with a legal pad taking note of what the other one did wrong so you can come back to attack the situation and prove your point, then really you guys have kind of crossed the level of having a relationship to being in on the battlefield.
and you know what? I want to say this. I think in times of disagreement or in times of argument, we have to constantly remind ourselves, especially if you've been in a relationship with this individual for a long time and you guys have a history together, you have to remind yourself that even though you're upset about this particular subject or this particular issue right now, the person that you're with isn't your enemy.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
And sometimes we get so blinded with the anger, we think we act as if we our significant other is our enemy.
They're not our enemy. You know, they've probably shown you more love than most of the people in your lifetime. I mean, you know what I'm saying? When you really look at it like that. And so when you look at these things, you have to use a rational mind and say, you know what? They're upset about this particular topic or issue. You know, it's not so much, you know, that they have a hatred for me. It's just that there's an issue that caused the problem, and we just got to find a way to resolve it.
That in a way that it'll be satisfactory to both of you. Now, here's a touchy one. What if we're arguing about the in-laws? What if, I'll use an example.
Okay. Use me, baby, use me.
I'm not, you know what, I'm not going to use you as an example.
Don't use me.
But let's say you had, you know, your significant other is close with their parents or family members or whatever it may be. Those things can also cause arguments in your relationship, because it's not every time that I heard someone talking about this the other day, and I don't know where I read this at. Or saw it or heard it or whatever it is, but someone was making a reference to the fact that their fiance and them got married, so their husband and wife now, and they hadn't had an opportunity to go on a honeymoon. And then the husband came home and he's like, man, I got a great deal on some tickets for Bahamas. We were gonna have a good time or whatever it is, and then she's all excited because they're about to go on a honeymoon finally, and then he goes, yeah, the three of us are gonna have a good time. We invited his mom,
me, you, and my mama, and guess what? We're sharing the same room.
Yeah, I forget where I saw that at.
The cruise ship was like a cabin.
But, you know, then there needs to be boundaries set. Because, and I guess that's why it's so important to begin these conversations prior to, you know, before you make the decision to settle down with this person. You know, how close exactly are you with your mom? I mean, is it you got to respect and you got to honor your mom. And I wouldn't want to, you know, my husband's mom passed, but she's one of the sweetest women I've ever met. I mean, just an awesome, awesome woman. And it was just a privilege to have her in my life. But when you think about and you hear about some horror stories, and you know, it makes you want to wonder, and should you really, when you first meet this person, actually, like, bring their mom in and see, test the fields out to see exactly what's going to go on, you know. Is it going to be where, is mom going to be the one to to pick out your clothes every day? Is mom going to be the one to cook the dinner? Am I going to be compared to mom if I don't do things this way? Or am I going to always be compared to your dad? Or, you know, do I have to cut the grass with perfect lines the way your dad did? Or it might sound a little silly, but these are the simple things that we actually get into disagreements over. It really is. These are the little simple things that we're so get it all out there on the line. You know, if you see that you're dating someone and in the process of you dating, you can't go on a date and sit down with them for 1 hour, one good hour, without them being on the phone with their mom and dad 4 or 5 times in that hour, that's kind of a red flag. You know, oh, their auntie, their cousins or whatever, those are kind of red flags. So get those things out on the line, you know, off the bat. What exactly am I getting into here?
Yeah, you know, and you know, yeah, I just, you know, the relationship is between, you know, two people, not, you know, their parents or whatever. So
yeah, and of course your parents are going to be involved in your life, but you do have to be willing to almost in a way have each other's back, especially when you have parents who are very, what's the word, intrusive?
Mm-hmm.
Very involved, who even when you don't want them to be, are. Then, you know, you gotta almost come together with a game plan as to what you're going to do and how you're going to address these situations and what we're going to do if this happens and what we're going to do if that happens to prevent those arguments.
Yeah.
Over why, you know, I made plans to go here, but we can't do this anymore because, no, you got to do this instead because mom and daddy want it, auntie, cousin, brother, sister, whatever, you know.
Yeah, you know, I think another thing that arguments arise out of a lot of times has to do with material items as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like material purchases and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you really agreed with that with a lot of passion. You're like, oh yeah, oh yeah, you know.
Speak it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Material items. Yes, that can happen. you know.
Well, I mean, it is true. You know, I was messing around, but it is true.
Yeah, I mean, people don't always see eye to eye on what's the most important purchase at the time. And so that can be an issue as well, you know.
Yeah, and it needs to be a level playing field or understanding. Because, yes, you do have to take care of bills and you have to take care of household. But to a certain extent, you can't just work your whole life to pay bills. You have to be able to enjoy some of those funds. You know, if it's something that you like, you know, you should be able to treat yourself every now and then. So we got to be understanding with each other when it comes to that.
And compromising. I think that there needs to be a conversation in the relationship. When it comes to, you know, material items, I think that if there's something you like and that you want, then you should talk to your significant other about it. As if you're living in a, you know, household together, you're in a, you know, that type of relationship, you know, where money is shared amongst the two of you guys, you know, and vice versa, you know. And we have to be considerate of each other. You know, we should want our significant other, you know, to have what they desire and vice versa. You know, so, I mean, there's always ways to work toward that.
You know what caused a lot of arguments?
What's that?
Cell phones.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
For several reasons.
Yeah. What are the reasons?
Let's see. On the phone all the time.
Texting.
Yeah. And who you're on the phone with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, you know, but that's another thing we got to learn to be considerate of each other with. Because, you know, I guess most arguments, they're inevitable. They're going to happen. But a lot of times if we sit back and look at what our disagreements are and how it came about. A lot of times we can almost picture how if we had it to do over to prevent the argument from happening. So it really starts with being considerate of each other from the beginning. You know, I don't like, me personally, I don't like sitting at the dinner table and the whole family's on the cell phone. I don't like that. Or when you have, you know, solid Sally Mae over here with her iPad and Jesse over here with his iPhone and I'm trying to think of all the names I think of, and Larry over here with his, I don't know, something.
And Curly and Mo over there with their.
I mean, you know, there's no, it takes away from the family. We've become such a tech crazed people that we can't even, you know, it's one of the saddest things to me. And I actually caught myself doing this the other day. I was writing something, and I started writing in text, like I was texting.
Yeah.
We've become so disconnected from each other that we've broken the family closeness and bond and building. And then somewhere along the way, we're going to realize we love each other. We're going to realize why we were together. And then there comes the attitude, like, oh, my goodness, why are we always doing this? Then the issue comes in because we've been doing this, so now we have to change. And with change comes struggle, because people don't often like to change.
Oh, that's true. That's definitely true. But we got to get back to our roots. We got to get back to taking care of the relationship first. So once again, I'm going to give that number. For those of you who want to talk about disagreements, arguments, if you want to tell a story of a disagreement and how you handled it or how you guys got over it, if you want to talk about, you know, a current disagreement or argument, you know what I'm saying? And, mm-hmm. and, you know, you just want to share and just get feedback. You know, we're no experts, but it's always good to, discussion is always good. Somewhere down the line, a lot of times the insight comes right on the moment. But I'm going to give that number again, area code 646-668-2173. That's area code 646-668-2173. We want to hear from you. But look, I was also, I have been studying this topic as well. I was looking on a site, and I thought this was interesting to bring up, because it said, it said, when it comes to disagreements and arguments in a relationship, it know when to make an exit. Now, for some people that may work, and for others, it may escalate their anger all the more. What do you think about that, babe? Because, I mean, exits sometimes can make a, can be taken by the other partner as being rude, like, you know, but it's saying know when to exit. I don't know.
But here's the thing, what do you mean by exit?
This is no when to exit. Remove yourself from a situation you can't handle. You know, if you can't gracefully leave the room, gracefully change the topic, which I guess
gracefully is the key word there, but now, if I wouldn't say that if you're in the middle of a heated conversation and the other person is expressing how they feel, for you to say, okay, I ain't taking this and walk out. That could wind up making things worse, because that can make the person feel like, okay, you're not valuing what they're saying, you're not respecting them, you know, walking out on the conversation. Now, if it is at all possible that you can say to the person, you know what, we're both beyond the point of beyond the point of upset them.
Upset them.
We're both beyond the point of being cordial and respectful with each other. We're upset. We're saying things we don't mean. Maybe we need to take a moment to cool down, calm down, think about it, and then, you know, it's not that what you're saying is not important. It is important. But right now, I'm upset, you're upset, neither one of us seem to be thinking straight, so maybe we need to take a moment to just cool down and then come back together and talk about it. If you can both agree to that, then that's a good thing.
So what if it's not both? What if one person is just really angry, the other person is just figuring out what the heck is going on, you know what I'm saying? And then the other person, you know, the person that's really showing the anger just abruptly just goes, you know what, right now, I can't even talk about this right now. Matter of fact, you know, I can't even be here right now. You know, I'm just so angry, I don't want, you know.
Well, sometimes I guess you know your own strengths and you know what you're capable of and you know what you can take or whatever. So if a person feels like they've gotten to the point that they can't handle themselves, they can't stand it, it's probably best to let them go cool off or, you know, get them their head together or whatever it is. Because everyone knows where their weakness is. So, you know, I guess in that sense, it would be okay to, you know, step back and let them be. Now, if you the person sitting there and they yelling at you and screaming at you and you still trying to figure out what's going on, and then they say, well, you don't have to get it, I can't even look at you, I'm leaving right now, and then they walk out of the room and you're still trying to figure out what's going on, I don't know.
Yeah,
call them a shrink.
But you know what, honestly, you know what I think? I think the key word that can help a lot of our relationships out, especially when it comes to argument, is respect.
Yes.
I mean, I think that word alone is so powerful in relationships, in lasting relationships, that, you know, I mean, in my opinion, we almost can sum this whole show up with the one word, respect, because disagreements are going to come. Arguments is going to come. But the case is, how do you handle it when you're in that particular situation? And sometimes we can get so focused on the anger, what made us upset, that we may fail to realize that we're not being very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, a lot of times anger tries to override the remembrance to have respect, you know? And so if we could just practice that one thing, if we could just practice respect, you know, regardless of how you're feeling, just always remember to respect, you know, your significant other. I think we could get a long way in a disagreement or an argument.
Well, you know what? We all know our significant other's button. And we all know what gets them upset. Of course, we're still learning our significant other on a daily basis. But for the most part, we know what makes them tick. And so we've got to become so respectful and so in love with our significant other that we, even when we are upset, even when we feel like we're losing the argument and we think we should be winning, still love them and value them enough to not deliberately do things to push their butt.
You know, I had a friend, and he had this, he had a girlfriend or fiance. I mean, they never got married. But he was a pretty well-to-do guy. He was pretty wealthy, you know, kind of a, you know, popular guy. A lot of people knew him, you know, a lot of people, you know, had a lot of respect for the guy, you know what I mean? And he was heavily sought out after, you know, by other women. I mean, he just was. He was just a popular guy, you know. And so he had this girlfriend, or she lived with him, and they were always, well, I don't even want to say they, but from time to time, she'd be upset at him about something or another. You know, she would just start arguing about, you know, who was that on the phone or who was that, you know. And it would get so crazy that would continuously do things that just made things worse. Like, I mean, it would just be really bad. Like, she would say certain things and it's like, whoa, that was heavy. You know what I'm saying? Wow, you know. And so he would get real angry. And she did this on a regular basis. And so I began to think, like, you know, I wondered, why did she, like you said something about pushing buttons. And she would literally just push his buttons on a regular basis. And he would like, I hadn't even done anything. But, you know, and so when I look at that, I'm wondering, did she in somehow use that as a test to see, was she looking at his anger as a form of caring, you know, continually caring about her or the situation? I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know. I mean, I just looked at that. You know, I think sometimes in relationships, you know, people intentionally push people's buttons if there is any sensitivity in that area. You know, I mean, you know.
Oh, I guess people can definitely do that. I mean, people were suffering from whatever insecurities of their own or, you know, misconception of what real love, real respect is. They, you know, I mean, kind of like, you know, where you talk about where people dealt with domestic violence or sexual abuse or whatever it is, they kind of seem to start off, seek out those who kind of treat them in that same way because it's what's familiar to them, I guess. That could be the cause of that. But I would just say this. You know, disagreements and arguments are the inevitable. It's going to happen because we are individuals, because we have our own mindset, because we look at things differently. I believe that we can get into a disagreement. Two different individuals can get into a disagreement, and neither one of them are wrong.
I agree with that.
Because, and the reason why I would say that neither one of them are wrong is because we are individuals. You know, we look at things differently. We understand things differently. We deal with things differently. So what's important is not so much to pinpoint who's wrong or who's right in a disagreement, but more so, this is how it affects him. This is how it affects me. How are we going to come together to make sure that this disagreement doesn't happen again? How are we going to resolve the issue in a way that is satisfactory to both of us? Not so much, you know, he, she, tit for tat type of thing. You know, get to the root of whatever the disagreement is. What caused the disagreement? How it affected you? What made you get to that point? Some of these things is not necessarily that you're going to even have to, you know, sit in front of your you're not going to take turns on the couch in front of each other. That's not what I'm saying. You know, sometimes you might need to get to yourself and sit down and play things back over in your head because this is the person you agreed you want to be with. This is the person you said that you want to spend the rest of your life with or whatever it may be. So you might have to take a moment to yourself and you replay the situation and look at what you did, what you could have done different, and look at what they did and look at how they reacted to certain things and how you reacted to certain things. And maybe if you both make the agreement that, you know, whenever we have a disagreement, we're going to genuinely take the time individually to see what we did, how it came about, and then come back together and try to work it out. And that might even help out in the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I like that. You said a key word there, agreement. You know, just making an agreement to be honest and follow through with, you know, how you got there. You know, how did we get here in the first place? And sometimes, man, most of the arguments that we find ourselves in with our significant other is misunderstanding, understanding, just a lack of communication about something, and someone jumped to the wrong conclusion, you know, or a certain detail was left out, and it was made, and things was made to look one way when it's actually a different way, you know.
And I already said this again already, but I'll do it again. I'll mention it again. Assume your own responsibility in your disagreement. You know, don't dwell or focus on your significant other's fault in the disagreement. I would hope that you chose to be with someone who can recognize their own faults in the situation. You know, and sometimes people may not see it right away, but because they love you and because they don't want you being angry with them or upset with them, whatever, they will sit back and that will play back in their head and they will realize what they did wrong. So give them the opportunity to do that. You don't need to be the one pinpointing and focusing and pointing. Accept your part in the situation and deal with that.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree with that. Also, you know, being in an argument or disagreement don't mean that it's a sign that it's all over. It's just not going to work out between us.
No.
And that just because you're having an argument or disagreement, that doesn't mean, you know, oh boy, here it is. You know, we've come down to the end. You know, it's the end of the world. It's the apocalypse. This is it. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean that. You know, one of the most and I got to say, I'm going to say this. I personally feel that, and I mean, and this is, maybe this is a male's thing, I don't know. But I personally feel that women don't necessarily want a yes man all the time. They don't always want a man to agree with every single thing, every single time. Then it becomes a little boring. I think from time to time, you know, a little teeny disagreement can be a little healthy when it comes to the making up part.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? So I say that to say that, you know, take hope. I mean, it's not like the end of the world or the end of the relationship just because you got in a disagreement. That means you have an opportunity for making up. And so you can make the making up process very rewarding.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, so don't look at it as, you know, totally downhill from here. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, disagreements mean that it's just another opportunity for you to learn each other. Learn a little bit more about each other.
Now, that's good.
You know, to build on your bond. Because in a healthy relationship with two responsible individuals, you're going to take whatever disagreement happened and you're going to learn from it and you're going to build on it and you're going to make sure that things don't work out that way anymore. So you walk out of every disagreement a little stronger than you were before, because now you've learned a little bit more about your significant other. You know a little bit more, so you've gotten a little closer to their core and finding out more about them. So I wouldn't be disheartened by disagreements. Disagreements are gonna happen because we are individuals with our own mind. That's another thing. We've got to, just like how we go to work and go to school and whatever it is, and someone disagrees with us, and we're like, okay, well, whatever. I don't see it that way. Sometimes that's got to happen in the relationship, too. The truth is, sometimes you've just got to agree to disagree on some point. You've got to learn to respect each other's opinions. Just because Charles says something and I don't see it 100% that way doesn't mean that all hell has to now break loose because we are not 100% in sync. We are different individuals with different mindsets and different sexes, you know, we see things on the opposite side of the glass. So therefore, we have to respect each other's differences, you know. And another thing that I think is an important thing is I think sometimes we've got to learn to apologize to each other, respect each other, even when we feel we didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, man, that's heavy.
Because, for one, if I say to you, you have done something that offends me, whether your intention was to offend me or not, the fact is it offended me. So therefore, it's not that the other person doesn't matter. They do. But this is where you learn about your significant other. This statement or this action is offensive to them. So now I know this. I didn't know that before, so now I know. So I'm going to handle it with care. But we've got to learn to, you know, be, you know, giving of ourselves and be willing to do what is necessary. I'm trying to find the right words to do it, but do what is necessary to heal and mend the relationship with our significant other. Now, you know, I mean, I can go outside right now and get in my car and drive down the road and go to make a right turn, and somebody else pulls out. I didn't see them, but I hit them. Now, when I get out of my car, I might not have intended to hit them, but the fact still remains, I hit them and their car is now damaged. So what am I going to do? I can't walk out with my two long hands and say, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to hit you. It's all well because I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work that way. We have to realize and respect each other's feelings and respect each other's opinions. And then, you know, go on from there. And then we have to learn to accept each other's apologies.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, if your significant other has already apologized to you about something or whatever it is, then 10 years from now, they shouldn't still have to be apologizing for the same thing.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes at that moment, you know, you may feel like, you know, what they've done deserves so much more than an apology, but it could be all that that person has at that moment,
mm-hmm.
and they can't, there's nothing else that they can give at the moment. And
I mean, but really and truly, the honest truth is, what else can you give but an apology? That is going to mend it. You know, you have to take your significant other out of the sincerity of their heart when they say to you they're sorry. What are they going to do? They buy you a car? It still don't change what happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Buy you a house? It still don't change what happened.
That's true.
The only thing that they can give you is a sincere apology from their heart. And then it's up to you to trust them.
Yeah.
And then don't hold them to whatever, like you say, snapshot in time, error in judgment that they had, because 9 times out of 10, the next time the error in judgment happens, it's going to come from you.
Yeah.
You know, we all are going to offend each other at some point in time.
You know, I like what you said earlier as well. You said a lot of great things tonight, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. But I really like what you said earlier about, you know, arguments and disagreements happen because we're learning each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you've tapped into an area of you come up this far in your relationship to a point and to a place that you may not have been before.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't know that the person had an issue there or a problem with that. And so now you've crossed the threshold of learning each other even more. And so it's just a process, which brings me to these two famous words that we've heard probably all our lives. And those two words that go together are growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? How many times you've heard the word growing pains? And so the pains may be the arguments or the disagreements, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it means that you're growing together. That means you as you're traveling along a journey together and you've come to this point where it's now time for a growing pain, you know. So it doesn't mean the end of the relationship. It's just a growing pain. So you have to find a way to get through it and get over it, you know. I mean, learn from it, but find a way to get through it and you know, maintain the love in the process.
And another way to kind of look at that is also you can almost become almost a kind of like a source of healing to your significant other, because you know what? You might say something that press a button of theirs, but then as they start to look into the root of what caused that, it might be stemmed from something way outside of the relationship that they didn't know they had an issue with, that they didn't know they were struggling with, that then becomes helpful to them.
That's true.
You know, so, hey, you know, just like Charles said, a disagreement is nothing but a disagreement. It doesn't mean it's doomsday. It doesn't mean your relationship is over. It just means it's growing time. Growing time.
Yeah.
So you experience a little bit of growing pain. After you get over the growing pain, then make up.
There you
and
go.
Make up greatly.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm mad at you, baby. Now let's go make up. Okay. Nah. But So, you know, yeah, we want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening to the show today. And
thank you.
Of the show, there will be some up-and-coming changes. We've been doing this 4 nights out of a week, and it's really been fun. And we're going to continue to do the show. But we want to, you know, streamline a little bit, cut back and add on, if you will. So we're looking at going to 1 day a week. Right, and that's going to be Saturday, and we're looking at tentatively next Saturday. We're going to be on tomorrow. We're going to continue to go from, you know, today on through Thursday, and we're going to skip Friday, and we're going to try to air and broadcast our first morning show on Saturday, between 9 and 11 Eastern time.
And our show will then go from a 1-hour show to a 2-hour show, because we'll be doing it once a week. But it's also a perfect opportunity for you to then go ahead and get your questions in, your comments, your suggestions, your stories. Even if you want a little time to stay to be on the air with us and have a little bit of conversation, we're going to be bringing on some guests and some different things. So we got exciting things coming up. So just stick with us and we'll grow together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we want to thank everyone for tuning in. Remember to share this with a friend. Let them know that Between the Sexes is on Blog Talk Radio. Listen to the archives, and we thank you so much. We love each and every one of our listeners. Y'all have a wonderful rest of the night.
Crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow.
Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be